Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
England off-spinner Graham Swann has been rested for the final two one-day internationals against Australia after reporting discomfort in his right elbow. Kent off-spinner James Treadwell has been added to the squad as his replacement, while Warwickshire all-rounder Chris Wokes is also included ahead of the final games of the series in Chester Street and Manchester. The England and Wales Cricket Board revealed that Swann was always likely to be rested for these final two games, while Wokes replaces Jay Durnbach, who picked up a side strain in the second game at the Oval. England lead the series 2-0 with two matches to play, just a reminder then of their squad. Alistair Cook, the captain, James Anderson, Johnny Bairstow, Ian Bell, Ravi Bopara, Tim Bresnan, Stuart Broad, Stephen Finn, Craig Kieswetter, Owen Morgan, Samit Patel, James Treadwell, Jonathan Trott and Chris Wokes. Pakistan will play three one-day internationals and three 2020 internationals against Australia in the United Arab Emirates in August and September. Sharjah and Abu Dhabi will host the ODIs between the 28th of August and the 3rd of September, and Dubai will host all three 2020s on the 5th, the 7th and the 10th of September. Due to extreme heat in the UAE at this time of year, Pakistan had made a request to instead play six T20s, but that plan was subsequently dropped. The ODI matches will begin at 6 o'clock in the evening local time, and the T20 matches at 8 o'clock in the evening when conditions are at their coolest. England women kept their series hopes alive by beating India women by 3 wickets in the third one-day international in Taunton. They reduced India's series lead to 2-1 by chasing down a target of 174 with 16 balls to spare, as the top order did the bulk of the work. Tamsin Bowman top scored with 44, Sarah Taylor scored 34, and Aaron Brindle was unbeaten on 40, and that ensured that a late flurry of wickets from India merely delayed the inevitable. Mitali Raj had earlier underpinned India's score of 173 for 5 with an innings of 92 not out, and the next top highest score was just 24 from Mira Malhotra and Suluk Sharma Naik. The fourth game is in Truro on Sunday as the Cornish Cricket Festival hosts the England women for the first time.